From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, facing outrage over ethnic violence, will not attend the upcoming United Nations General Assembly because of the ongoing Rohingya crisis. Samantha Vardas has the story.
As international pressure mounts on Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi will be a no-show at next week's UN General Assembly. Her office confirming the news on Wednesday, saying she'll miss the meeting in New York as she tries to bring the violent and unstable situation in her country under control. Suu Kyi defended her government's efforts to resolve the Rohingya Muslim crisis at the UN last year. Since then, it's got far worse, and she's being slammed for not doing enough to end the violence, which has been labelled ethnic cleansing. Some critics are even calling for her to be stripped of her Nobel Peace Prize. Hundreds of thousands of minority Muslims have fled the bloodshed, which has killed hundreds. The army calls it a counter-strike after attacks by Rohingya insurgents, but refugees say the army is trying to drive the stateless Muslim minority out of the country.
A U.S. airstrike early Wednesday killed six al-Shabaab terrorists in southern Somalia, according to a U.S. military statement. The strike took place about 260 kilometers south of Mogadishu, but no other details were provided. Al-Shabaab has been trying since 2006 to overthrow the government in Somalia. And reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several people were wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital city of Kabul. There has been no claim yet of responsibility. This is VOA. Philippine lawmakers in the House of Representatives have allocated an annual budget of just $20 to the Commission on Human Rights. It's a public body that has clashed repeatedly with President Rodrigo Duterte over his war on drugs. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's critics and allies in the Senate vowed on Wednesday to block a lower house move to slash the annual budget of a public-funded human rights agency opposed to the president's bloody war on drugs to just $20. It is a proposed budget nearly 750,000 times less than what the commission received this year. The House is dominated by Duterte supporters, who supported the killing of thousands of alleged drug dealers and users. In fact, the president himself said,
"You are free to kill the idiot."
The commission is among the domestic and foreign rights groups that Duterte frequently admonishes, accusing them of lecturing him and disregarding Filipinos who are victims of crimes stemming from drug addiction. Senator Risa Hontiveros described the plan to cut the budget to almost zero as a shameless rejection of the country's international and national commitments to champion human rights. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A joint study by the UN Children's Fund and International Organization for Migration details the abuse facing migrant children and young people who are trying to reach Europe. We have more now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Croce.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A group of armed men broke into the compound of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, early Wednesday. The incident occurred a week after a UN commission of inquiry reported possible crimes against humanity in Burundi, including extrajudicial executions, arbitrary arrests, torture, sexual violence, and enforced disappearances. There's no immediate word on damage or casualties from the break-in. And while the United Nations is airlifting food and other relief supplies to the islands of Antigua, St. Martin, and the Turks and the Caicos, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson tours Anguilla today. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.